3,737,000, 3,738,000, 3,738,000.
What are you doing?
What?
What are you doing?
I'm counting. 3,740,000.
Why?
Honestly? It's because I'm gonna die. This may be the last time I see or touch or smell money. And I'm a grown man. I'm saying cheerio. Damn it, I lost count. 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 600.
Tranquility PD, put your weapons down and step away from the door.
We don't have any weapons.
Disrobe. Place your belongings in the far corner.
Disrobe?
He means take your clothes off, Reggie.
I know what he means, but I'll be damned if I'm going to strip down and wait for the police and their stun bangs. Get out, you bastards! You'll have to just come in here and do it yourself.
Provoking the police. You've come a long way, Reggie.
Harlan, Paul, buddy, pal. There has to be a way out of this vault that you haven't tried yet, right? I mean, you're Harlan Dodge. You escape. That's your thing. That's why everyone is after you, yeah? Come on, I don't want to be stripped and beaten. What about Tripe? He could do some wizardry with the computers and make the door pop open. Or Moat. She could, I don't know, kill something.
We're underground, trapped in a high-security bank vault. The walls are 3 feet thick and made of the strongest materials known to mankind. I can't get us out.
Oh, come on, you're an infamous criminal, you know things. If you can escape from a high-security prison, you can escape from a poxy vault, right?
Yeah, but I had help.
Well, thank you. I did a good job with the whole prison thing, I understand that. I'm glad you included me.
No, not you.
What, you mean Tripe? And Moat?
Something like that.
I'm going to get one of those cops when they come in. Right across the face with a gold bar. You'll never see it coming. Where are they? I thought we'd be bleeding on the floor by now.
They're letting us use up all our air.
What'd you say?
We've only got the oxygen that was already in here. Sooner or later, we're going to get weak. When we're weak, that's when they'll come.
Oh, 500, 600, 700, 800, 900.
What are you doing?
I'm hyperventilating.
Disrobe and place your possessions in the far corner.
No!
Look, son, don't make us cave your skull in.
To hell with you!
Look, you little. Take your damn clothes off.
No!
You're making the wrong choice.
Come down here, you bastard. I'm sick of being told what to do.
Reggie, relax.
Relax. Relax. Harlan, please.
Reggie.
Harlan. It's Reginald. My name is Reginald MacDonald III. I'm not your mate. I'm not your sidekick, and I'm not your pet. And if I'm gonna die, I'm gonna tell you.
Last chance for compliance.
I hope they torture you before they kill you, Harlan Dodge. Because you are a real bastard.
We're coming in!
Get away from the door.
Wait, I can almost hit. There's something going on out there. Sounds like an argument.
Get behind this shelf. It might blow the door.
Now, hold on. It's one hell of an argument. They're really going for it. Faz. I think they just shot each other. There's only room behind that shelf. Weighs 100 tons. Are you sure we're safe here?
No.
Hey, Harlan, are you in there?
No, she's impossible. That's bloody amazing.
The front door was too small, so I made my own in the back. Now shut up and get on board.
You are listening to Artemis Byrne, a Tin Ceiling production brought to you by C4 Left Studios, specializing in theatrical audio and video. And now, Artemis Byrne, Episode 4, Out of the Hole.
We still don't know the identities of the criminals. They have escaped in a dramatic show of force, destroying property and endangering lives. This reporter, for one, questions why.
No, what the heck?
Watching Channel 327, Galactic News.
Explosions, they were coming from the rear of the bank?
That's right. Though it couldn't have lasted more than a minute.
By the time the soldiers were getting their wits about them, I saw the same ship fly off real fast, leaving a cloud of black smoke behind it.
And with that, the bank robbers were gone. There's no word yet as to their identities, but the TPD hopes to find enough information from security recordings to gather a positive ID.
That's quite the story, Maria. Has anyone identified the ship as of yet?
As a matter of fact, Dan, I just received word that the ship belonged to Marshal Booth.
What?
What a strange turn of events. Connections between a galactic marshal and a group of dangerous criminals. And no word yet from Tranquility's mayor. Hang on, I've just been informed that the bodies of schoolchildren...
Tranquility PD has closed off all access to...
Maybe they got...
Bearing reports are coming in that
news would have said something.
From a local public school on a field trip to the bank were killed in the confusion of the escape. It seems things aren't so peaceful here in Tranquility. For the Interstellar News Network, I'm Guy Hart.
No one's safe. Psychopaths that kill crazy escaped criminals, rape and murder children in the capital. Who is responsible? Who is to blame? INN will continue its coverage of this frightening story as it develops.
I need more information.
Don't leave your homes. If you are a parent, you can't afford not to watch.
Not a face I would like to meet in a dark alley, but Harlan Dodge is much more than... Wait, I'm sorry, but they're telling me that the Mayor of Tranquility is currently making an announcement from her office. We go there live.
That we all must band together. I have not been sleeping well since the escape of Dodge. My every night plagued with visions of what he might do, but now it's happened. Innocent people have come to harm. My best and brightest officers are hot on Dodge's trail.
Not good, not good. No, no, no.
We believe that Dodge is receiving help. And all of our investigations seem to suggest that someone very powerful has a vested interest in Dodge being free.
Help?
I believe, and all of the evidence demonstrates this as well, that Harlan Dodge has help from the Guild.
What is she up to?
And we plan to launch an investigation into the Guild's involvement. Thank you. That's all.
Absolutely. I would guess that we are dealing with psychopaths.
What am I gonna do?
Despise society in all its forms.
I need to,
especially its children.
I need to get a hold of them again.
They were probably taking illegal drugs. But the question should not be.
Karin, come in.
Why did these clearly insane individuals
have this
attack?
Someone.
How can we prevent future attacks? And how can I protect my kids?
Come in, Harlan.
Let's face it.
Does this thing even work?
Was 40 years ago.
Now what the Transgalactic Bureau is trying to do is to
okay.
calculate the
Stay
ship's
calm.
Velocity
Stay calm.
And
it's
trajectory.
Have
some idea of where these bastards
to...
might be headed.
What would Harlan do? He
won't
have a plan. Have a backup plan.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Men fit
a secondary
a specific
escape.
Class of mental dysfunction combined
we didn't
with
talk about
enough. And I would say at this point, it's
maybe it was understood.
That they have probably had sex with their mothers.
Their mothers?
Maybe I should leave.
Well, you heard it here first.
No. Harlan would kill me. But what if they got him and he think the whole plan to him? Oh, fast, I need one of the engines.
It's Marshal Booth. Marshal Booth, what connection do you have to this robbery?
What's that?
What do you have to say in response to the allegations that you aided the bank robbers?
How about this? F*** you.
They used your ship to escape from...
What?
What do you have to say to the reports that you know one of the criminals intimately?
Have you ever been dead?
Barry?
You and I need to talk. Damn it, they took my ship.
But I'm on the air in the middle of...
Try. I can help out. Are you there? He's not bad in there.
Harlan?
Where are you?
The radio.
Think about here.
Harlan, I'm here.
Stop. Get out of here. They're on our tail. Distract us now, try it.
What? You're coming in broken up. I don't understand.
Blocking the signals. It's best I can do.
They're blocking all signals. Well, I can fix that.
We gotta shake them. They're gonna find us.
Wait.
Trent, what are you doing? I need a distraction. Now. One of these Goliaths is bound to find us.
Distraction. Distraction! Hold on, Har!
We're dead. Tom's gonna get us all killed.
We just learned that the police have isolated their search for the criminals to here. Sector 37.
Harlan, where are you?
We're close. Just entered Sector 37. But you can't do something.
Fast, change course. They're in front of you. Stop.
No, stop the ship.
But if we stop now, we're gonna...
I said stop. Okay. What now?
Just sit tight. I'm gonna give him something else to chase.
Try, what are you doing? We can't stay here.
We're told the police ships have made contact with the fleeing criminals as we speak. We now go live on board a police ship as they prepare to engage the drug.
Trent. Yeah, Moat, I see them. Trent, they spotted us.
Hold on.
We're close. We might be able to get through their lines. Get the Artemis ready for takeoff. We're gonna have company.
Wait.
Getting closer. We will be able to see the capture live.
Trent.
The soldiers will be using live ammunition, so to our more squeamish viewers, please avert your eyes.
Trent.
There.
Wait. We've just changed course.
Trent, yes? We're still waiting. We have to.
Yes. Oh, the criminals have made a run for it. They're heading for one of the moons. The officers here assure me that they won't get far.
They're leaving. Good job, Trent. Get the bay doors open and the engine started. The wave boat flies will be there by moondown.
Well, the faster the better. They're only going to chase my redirected probe for so long. I'll be ready for you when you get here.
Good. We can't afford to wait around.
Harlan? If you don't mind me asking, what the hell happened?
We had to use Plan B.
Plan B? I don't remember Plan B involving Moat blowing a hole in the side of the Phazon building.
Well, it doesn't matter now. We got what we came here for.
Yeah, but they keep playing this vid on the news of what looks like Moat flying a ship into the bank. Am I seeing this right?
Your name was Fromage?
Yes.
Like cheese?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, but the best part was when we got back to where she parked her ship, and of course, it wasn't there. And the reporter. She got so mad, she started beating the reporter. Oh, you should have seen the look on her face. It was priceless.
Oh, Sin. Your brilliance amazes me sometimes.
Yes, well.
So where are you now?
I'm trailing the ship. They're headed back to Juparion. Probably where they left the Artemis.
So, they've gone to see Spence then. That makes things interesting. Do you know if they have the chip?
It's hard to say. I imagine he wouldn't have left without it, but then again, they did take out the entire eastern side of the bank.
Oh yes, I know all about that. I have had a headache the size of a Monmouth. I hate the Phazon press.
I caught a bit of the speech. Not too bad, I must say. It seemed to have a bit of J.F. Richards' water drone speech, didn't it?
Oh, I don't know. It was something Hawk swept up for me the last minute. Faz only knows what goes on in that penny little head of hers. Harlan's little act of terror did work out all right, though. I hadn't planned on moving this quickly on the guild, but how can I pass up a chance like this?
Masterfully done, as always. So what do you expect their next move to be?
The prefects would be fools to retaliate openly, but for now we sit back and wait. Just continue following Harlan. I'll make contact with my inside source to make sure they have the chip. If they do, Harlan won't waste any time getting the cork drive up and running. Then I expect they'll be after the coordinates. And that's when the fun begins.
You know, sometimes I wonder what I'd have done had you never found me.
And don't forget it, my love.
Faz.
What is it?
I think it's Spence on the comm. He's not going to be happy.
Spence? He's going to try and take our teeth, isn't he?
Only the pretty ones. You have nothing to worry about.
Everybody quiet down. Turn those vid screens off. Spence, what a surprise. Did you remember something else your mom left me?
Harlan, what are you doing?
Just waiting right here like you told us to. Moat, take off.
The hell you are. Word's just been sent. There's been a robbery on Tranquility.
How strange.
Strange? Ha! Harlan, you pulled that job. The only thing that was missing was the box of my ma.
We're at 70 kilometers and climbing.
Actually, your ma left that box for me, if you remember. I was just reclaiming my own property.
Harlan, I can't have the law coming in.
Well, Spinston, we'll just be on our way.
Where are you gonna go? Now I can't run the risk that you're going to get caught and bring me down with you.
We're now clearing the atmosphere.
Spence, there's no way that the law is going to link this to us, let alone to you. So just settle down and we'll be on our way.
There's no way?
No way.
What about this? Just came across the net. Part of the bank's security includes voice print. The bank ran a voice scan and they came up with the first positive ID.
Spit it out, Spence.
Reginald MacDonald III.
Oh, no.
Nowhere he can go that he won't be recognized. Hey, MacDonald. You're famous. Everyone knows who you are.
Close the comm link.
Reginald MacDonald III. Everyone will know your name.
Kill the Fazen link.
I'm hey, trying. He's got a jam.
Hey, MacDonald. Can I get your autograph? What's the matter, Reggie? Too famous to talk to me?
Just going over the internal sensors.
Hey, Reggie!
I think I got it.
What's that?
It looks like nothing. A malfunctioning sensor.
Moat, fly us out of here. And Tripe, get that sensor fixed. Reggie, I need to talk to you. Outside.
Attention patrons of the Tickler's Whisker. Please watch your step when boarding.
Just keep quiet.
Yeah,
shut up and stand there. Faz, I sure hope the guild pays well for babysitting.
Well, the free shuttle isn't all that bad. The in-jump fit is Sparta's Inferno. I've heard good things about it.
Yeah, you would.
You got any spares?
Balls.
What?
You were asking me if I had any spare balls, because you're just about to lose yours in a horrible misunderstanding with a grade 7 marshal. Now, if I were you, I'd beg for change someplace else.
Oh, yeah. Right. Enjoy the in-jump vid.
Yeah, I was just telling her. I've heard good things about it. It's...
Shut up! Unless you want to be turned over to the guild, too. Now, let's just sit here quietly and get this whole experience over with. I mean, how could you forget to set the security lock again?
Look, I did lock up. It beeped and everything.
So it's my fault.
No, I wasn't saying...
Then tell me, how did I end up on the bus with a bunch of fazing sod eaters, huh? My ship gets stolen, is used to escape certain capture by the one runner in the whole sector who should actually be dropped in the Klion rig, and ends up halfway across the sector. And I have to find all this out live on the evening vids?
Well, at least we know how much artillery it can take, right?
Excuse me. I'd like to tell you about the joy of accepting our Lord Faz into your heart.
Shove it up your...
No thanks, ma'am. We've already accepted him into our lives.
Oh, well, isn't that wonderful? I'm sure he's bestowed many blessings on you.
Mm-hmm.
Have a wonderful day, Mr.
See how easy that was? All you have to do is just be a little nicer to everyone, and you can get what you want. Would that be so hard?
So now you're little Miss Manners?
No.
Look, Deputy, I don't need your advice. All I need is a shot of Carillion Uzo and one of those complimentary pillows. And the sooner we can get my ship back, the sooner I can put this whole incident behind me.
Excuse me? I'm selling these cards for those struck with fallopian blindness.
Little girl, does it look like I give a shit what you're selling? What the hell is fallopian blindness anyway? Sounds like you just made it up. And don't anyone else bother me. I'm a damn marshal here on official business, so just keep your whiny begging to yourselves. See, Deputy? Being nice isn't the only way to get what you want.
Attention patrons of the Tickler's Whisker. The complimentary shuttle to Juperion will dock in 6 hours.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Look, Harlan, I don't know what to say. I had no idea about the voice scan.
Don't concern yourself with it. It's not relevant at the moment.
So, where are we going, anyway?
To the cargo bay.
Oh, cargo bay. Why?
Because I don't want anyone else to be listening.
Oh, all right. So, here we are. What do you want to talk about, Harlan?
Shut the door first.
All right. The door is shut. What did you... Oh! What? What the hell did you do that for? You're insane.
I owed you that. You said some things in the bank that we need to sort out.
Maybe. You didn't need to knock me on the floor. Yeah, I think you broke my nose.
You said you deserved more respect. Okay. Now you can get up.
You got a nice job. Will you take a fella by surprise? What the hell is that?
Harlan, you better come up here. These warning lights are going crazy.
We're on our way. You coming?
Yeah, I'm coming.